we have a $30 US dash cam.
Mm-hmm.
I want to take a look at this. Now, Jeff, you have a dash cam. Sasha presently does not.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about what made you get a dash cam.
So, I mean, I commute all the time for work.
Yeah.
And in some days, I could be going 700 kilometers in a day.
Like, oh, I was going to say 700 kilometers an hour. Whoa.
No.
Somehow I wouldn't put it past him.
If my car went that fast, I'd consider it.
Autobahn, yeah.
So in my time driving back and forth to the big city, I have been in 4 car accidents.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
And thankfully, 3 were not my fault.
Mm-hmm.
1 was weather related, and I continued to slide and I hit a guy.
Oh.
In a car.
Yeah, in a car. Thankfully, it was one of those, like,
good clarification,
bump, and
Sasha,
you get out, and you're
you.
Like, I don't see any damage. He's like, I don't see any damage, and we're good to go.
Everybody's good.
But I've had 2 write-offs, and in both cases, I'm like, I wish I had a dash cam, because
right.
I can show that I was sitting at the light, not moving, the radio's not on, I'm not on my phone, like, it's quiet.
If you have a dash cam, you are basically a super spy.
Does the dash cam just come on automatically?
Like, yes.
So you don't have to think,
as soon as my car starts up,
I'm going to turn you on.
No, as soon as I turn my car up, it's on, it's going. And so in the one accident that I did have where I had the dash cam, it happened to be that every 10 minutes, because it records to an SD card, it will stop and then start a new recording.
And is there a gap?
There's like a 3-second gap.
Whoa,
and the accident
seconds.
Took place in the middle of that gap.
No.
It was like, no. So all you see
test.
Is me driving, and then the video comes on, and I've been hit.
Oh.
And I was like, you got to be kidding me. So.
Oh.
That seems suspicious when you show that video to the police.
I was the one
I don't
hit,
know.
Though.
That part just disappeared.
But for a camera that's $200, I would have thought it would do a little bit better.
Okay.
Right.
$200.
And that was about the cheapest we could find. And that was on sale as a Christmas special.
All right. Well, I'm going to try to get the name right. Pathinglek has brought out a 1080p dash cam that is available for only $30 US. About, $45 here in Canada, our currency.
Yep.
And you can get one at cat5.tv/dashcam, or at least check it out, and even compare to Jeff's. And I have compared, because you actually talked about it previously on the show, that you got. And so I kind of compared feature to feature. And some of the things that I love about your dash cam are in the $30 dash cam. Yeah, things like wide dynamic range.
Yes.
So, for example, it's getting a little bit dark out. It's not quite dark enough for the infrared to come on, because it has infrared as well.
Yep.
It's not quite dark enough, but the wide dynamic range brings up the levels and the color saturation so that you have clearer video at dusk and dawn, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it does all that. Now, they also, I have a bit of a discrepancy, because on their Amazon profile, it says that they have a 3-year warranty, and then below it says there's a 1-year warranty. And sometimes you see this when information has been copied and pasted by whoever's creating the profile, and unfortunately they miss that. I'm not too sure whether it's a 3-year or a 1-year warranty, but let's consider the price at $30 US. Even if it's only a 1-year warranty, that's pretty good.
Mine was a 1-year.
And what they say right on the profile, and this is reiterated, is that they have a promise of 24-hour resolution. So if you resolution of your problem. So if you have a problem with this webcam, even though it's so cheap as far as the price goes,
dash cam.
Thank you. They will resolve it within 24 hours.
That's quick.
Presumably, if it's broken, they'll send you a new one.
Right.
If there's a problem, they'll walk you through how to fix it. Those kinds of things. So the warranty is there as well. It has a 3-inch IPS display. Do you want me to actually get into the box?
Yeah.
And I'll tell you about these things.
About.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to jump over here, and let's actually open this thing up.
All right.
I'm excited. Because if this works, I'm totally getting it for my wife's car. She just picked up her new car today.
There you go.
She was in an accident a couple weeks ago.
Oh, and that would be perfect. I'm way over here. I'm gonna switch cameras here so that we can see the box, and I'm gonna pop into this. So a couple of quick mentions about the specs. It does have a 3-inch IPS display. Jeff, another thing that it has similar to yours is 170-degree field of view.
Yes, that is nice.
It's really wide. We're going to see that a little later in the show. Here we go. So there it is, folks. The lens looks honking huge. It looks like they made it look like a DSLR. Now, that lens is actually just the dot in the middle, and it's like a plastic housing to make it look more substantive than it is. But, I mean, it does look reasonable. Now, you see that LED light there on the left-hand side?
Yeah.
Of your screen? That's for the infrared as well. So it does have an infrared sensor, and it's able to pick up night vision, which obviously we're not going to be able to test today because it's super bright out. We've got tactile switches, buttons, to be able to control the various settings, and they feel pretty good. See if I can power it on. Looks like it's... Well, it flashed there for me. Let's try again. There it comes. Blue light.
Oh,
there we go. Pathing Tech. And there we are. We've got, like, camera inception here. okay. So, I mean, it looks okay. It looks just fine. I mean, it's a affordable little camera, but let's see what else it comes with.
Now, do you know what the battery life is?
I don't yet, but Sasha's going to let us know in a week's time because she's going to be using it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so we've got the suction mount, pretty typical suction clip that goes on here and then secures to the windshield. It's got the switch, so it actually pulls back on the suction cup to give it a good seal to the window so it's not going to fall off. We've also got what looks like a permanent mount. So if you're really happy with it or you don't want it to be movable from one car to the other, you can actually stick it onto the... That would also let you stick it on the dash, too, not the window.
Okay.
And then we've got the USB-A looking cable. Oh, and okay, so not even just USB. We've also got a plug that goes into your lighter and has the USB to power it. So that's good. Okay. And it's got, it looks like it's got a good long cable. We've got another 3M double-sided sticker. Information about the type of class card that you're going to want to use. Class 10, up to 32 gigabytes. And it's micro SD. And then we've got an English manual and a French manual as well here in Canada. All right. There we are. That's all there is to it. Let's try to fire it up and see... whether we can, I'm not sure if it came with a charge or not. Sasha, I've got, I noticed there it says February 5th or something like that. We'll fix the date during the commercial break before we mount it in your car. Or before you do, February 25th. There we go. Oh. So let's jump into the menus here. Navigation feels really solid. It doesn't feel janky at all. Oh, we've got a G sensor. So that means if you get in an accident, it will actually lock the files.
Automatically.
So it has looping recording. So as you approach the limit of the capacity of your card, it will automatically recycle the space. So it'll record over the oldest videos. Okay. But having that G sensor... Oh, and I'm going to put in the 16 gig Kingston Class 10. Having that G sensor means that when you get in a collision, if you do, it's actually going to lock those files because of the movement. It's going to detect the collision. And so that way it will not record over them if it loops. So it just gives you that added protection. So that you're not going to lose your files. Yeah, it looks really, really good. So I mentioned the G sensor, and it does have 24-hour loop recording, and it has a parking mode. So you have to set this.
Okay.
It doesn't automatically set itself to parking mode. But let's say you park it. I've had this happen where I've taken the kids to a birthday party, and I parked my vehicle on the street, and somebody backed into my vehicle, and we were in the party. We didn't know. We came out, and somebody had hit and run. So in parking mode, what it does is it puts the camera into like a suspend state, a sleep state.
Right.
It's not using a lot of battery power, and your car's not powering it, so it has a built-in battery to keep going. And in parking mode, if it senses any motion, like if it sees any movement, it will start recording. So as a car is starting to approach your parked car, all of a sudden your camera comes to life and it records. So then if you came out and you say, oh, somebody hit my car, dash cam, if it was in park mode, will have hopefully captured that. If it's pointed, you can adjust the like the angle of the camera and do that accordingly.
Like that.
All that kind of, I think that is kind of a premium feature for something at this price point. We do have to take a really quick break. I'm going to set the clock on that. I'm going to plug it into the charger real quick. And when we come back, you're going to have the opportunity to try that camera out.
Yay!
Stick around. Welcome back. This is Category 5 Technology TV. Now, before the break, we unboxed and quickly had a look at this $30 dash cam.
Mm-hmm.
And this comes to us from Pathing Tech. Why is it spelt wrong on the site? I think it is. I don't know,
but on the thing, it looked like Pathing
Tech. It looked like a T, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Amazon has it wrong.
Oh!
So that is why I'm stumbling on it. Pathing Tech. That makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
Either way, it's
$30.
Either way, if you go to cat5.tv/dashcam, all one word, that's going to actually take you to it. And you're going to be able to just compare that with the dash cams that are costing a lot more. I was saying before the break that it seems like some of the features of this camera are quite premium for the price tag.
Yeah, some of them are features that even my camera doesn't have.
Oh. Huh. Well, see, technology progresses, prices come down, and here we are in 2019. This looks like a pretty decent little rig.
Yeah, when you mentioned the G sensor, that right there did it for me, because from my car, the one I have in my car, it's a manual button. So if I get an accident, I have to hit the button.
No.
Which doesn't help if I get schmucked and I'm knocked out.
Oh.
Because then the loop goes and it's like, oh, whoops, we lost the video.
Oh, darn.
So it's a manual button for mine. So I love that that is automatic.
All right.
And it doesn't have the parking feature.
We're not going to get into a collision tonight, so we're not going to actually get to experience the G-Shock feature. However, I am going to switch over to a video that we recorded just before the show. So this is Sasha just before the show tonight, and I'll let you kind of explain what's going through your head.
Mounting the suction cup thingy.
Yeah.
Which was super easy. It has a little clip. See?
That's great.
Then the actual the actual dash cam itself just slides right onto that holder.
So super simple, eh, Sash?
Yes.
I just mean like it's an easy install. It's not like it's not rocket science to do this. Like, it's just a simple thing. But for the price, I'm eager to see how it performs.
Okay, so you're plugging it in directly.
Yeah,
that's the USB.
There's like a little USB.
And that's just because of the low battery?
Yes. I probably should have looked at it before I put it on my window.
You should have read the instructions.
I should have read the instructions, Jeff.
And while we're seeing this, just to clarify, Marshman, let us know, it is Pathing Leck.
Pathing Leck. Okay. Yep. So there we have it.
There we go. This is how it should be done.
There you go. All right, so it's plugged in.
I love the head nod. There we go.
Now, do you think that there's enough length there, Sasha, that you could drape? I know you're just going to drape this down to the lighter socket, but could you, like, put this around?
Oh, certainly I could.
Okay. Oh, now you just started the car.
Yeah.
And it just fired up and started recording.
Which is awesome.
The light turned red.
Okay, so it turns on automatically when it senses power from the vehicle. Oh! That was a video of it.
Yeah. Cool.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Okay. Car looks nice and shiny, Sasha. Well done.
Thanks.
Let's get some dash cam video and see how this thing performs. So just a quick little jaunt around Barry.
Look at that.
I love the wide angle view. It's
clean.
So if you had a car coming up on either side, just consider as you look at these roads, you're not going to have any trouble seeing a car coming from the side.
Now, does the dash cam have a microphone on it to record what's happening in the car?
Mm-hmm.
It does. Okay.
Yeah, in fact, we can hear that a little bit in the background right now. I know you don't have a headset, so you can't hear it, but I can.
Oh, okay.
I did pick, like, the bumpiest road.
You really did. Like, let's find the industrial zone of Barrie where there's all the potholes and railroad tracks.
But that's okay, because, I mean, it even shows you how it performs on a bumpy road.
Right.
I'm thinking that, Jeff, because I did try to do some handheld shots just some B-roll for this, and it was very bumpy. And as I'm watching this, it's really smooth.
Yeah.
Like, very smooth.
I'm blown away.
That's great. And the colors are great. Like, it's a good-looking video.
And so this is out-of-the-box settings. Like, you didn't have to adjust anything, I mean, other than the date.
Yeah, that's all I did was set the date and time at the bottom left there. Wow. So you can see exactly when we actually recorded this just a couple hours ago. Otherwise, there's no settings were changed, Jeff.
Look at that.
Yeah. Well, hey, looks great. Folks, what do you think for a $30 dash cam? Sasha, will you report back in a week's time and let us know what you think of this?
I certainly will. This is amazing. So.
And I want you to try that parking mode, too, and just see how that functions. Dance around in front of the camera and see if it starts recording all of a sudden.
That'll be my ideal, like, having that parking mode. For the work I do, I want to have my car, you know, watching what's going on when I'm not in it.
Well, that looks great. So, folks, this is, it's pretty dry video, but this shows the quality of this. Now, a little bit of specifications for you. It is 1080p. I did mention that, but so we're looking at 1920 by 1080 resolution. So high enough that, as you can see, it's crystal clear, but you could even take stills from this, and they're going to be pretty good quality for sure. Wow. I'm actually pretty impressed with this. Jeff, your camera is, you mentioned it was $200.
Yeah.
And do you have any comparison, like any visual?
From a video standpoint, I would say.
Pretty similar, or?
I would actually say this is better. I think mine's a 720.
Oh,
okay, now there was a blip there. Was that part of the loop?
That may have been the loop, Jeff.
Oh my goodness. See, mine actually disappears for the loop.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, this I had this on. I saw that it was loop recording. So, and we just stuck a Kingston SD card, micro SD, class 10 in there, and it seems to work just flawlessly. Like, we haven't had to monkey with it or anything, eh, Sasha? Like, it's just works.
Yeah, no, I think that was a better video feed than my camera.
Wow.
So yeah, I'd say $30 for the win.
Well done, Sasha. We got the thumbs up.
Yeah.
So, what do you all think? cat5.tv/dashcam for the $30 dashcam, and I'm working my way around.
Yeah,
that's insane.
Oh, it's a really great camera for that price.
Yeah.
That is blowing my mind.
Well, I mean, at that price, you can get one for the front and the back.
Right. Do you,
yeah, like, that's
you
a great
one
idea.
On your back window so that you're always filming.
That's a really great idea.
Mm-hmm.
I'm full of great ideas.
You could put one in each of the corners and do carpool karaoke. You know what I'm saying? It's not that bad. Not that shabby. Do you tell your insurance company that you have a dash cam?
I did.
And did that impact your premium at all? Not at all?
Nope.
I know, like, when we install surveillance cameras and things like that.
It does for house insurance, but it didn't for my car.
Okay. Yeah. That's interesting.
Now,
that's another thought. I know that your car has been broken into in the driveway. So having something like this.
And at work. Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I caught that guy.
Oh, good. Okay. So, that's another thought, is it could be used with the parking mode. It's going to pick up motion.
Now, would it pick up the sound of a smashing window?
It doesn't pick up sound. Oh, it hears the sound, but no, it's motion activated in parking mode.
Right.
Or if the car is running, it's just it's recording all the time in loop mode.
Okay.
So there's no, there's like a seamless recording all the time while you're driving.
Now, if they added that feature and say did a firmware update that you can update through the SD, where like it picks up on the smash, that would be a phenomenal feature.
That's mind-bendingly crazy for a cheap camera. Although I think about like Wyze. I mean, we're not saying that they are going to do that with this camera,
right.
But like Wyze cams are an example of like a camera that is constantly being upgraded and updated and becoming better and better, and they're only $30 and it's like, holy cow, how are they doing this for so cheap? But this one, as it is, right out of the box, I'm impressed.
Oh, that was good.
I think that's pretty awesome.
I love it.
Check it out, cat5.tv/dashcam. Have you got a dash cam, and have you ever had an accident where you're not at fault and that was helpful for you when it came to talking to the police,
exactly,
or your insurance company, anything like that?
I feel like you must be able to go to the accident reporting, because they ask you for a description of the actual accident.
Yeah.
Could you not just hand them the SD card and be like, this is my description.
Yep.
Yeah, here you go. So just show them on. With this also, I should mention one final thought. You can switch modes to playback, and you can actually play back the video on the 3-inch screen.
Right.
So if you had an accident and the police were there, you could say, look, here you go. There's what happened.
This would also be good for, like, incredibly picturesque roads.
True.
Right? I mean, here we have beautiful, windy roads with great scenery. Not necessarily
the ones that we went
to. By here, I mean, like,
yes,
Barrie.
Yeah, if you drive 20 minutes in any direction, it's gorgeous.
And you could, I mean, because it's got the suction cup and it does have the battery, you could put it even on, like, the hood of your car.
You're just full of ideas and gimmicks, Jeff.
I'm telling you.
Don't do what he says. I'd be so afraid of it flying off and hitting someone.
Oh.
And hurting them, Jeff. Hurting them.
If you're going down a country road, the likelihood of it, I mean, other than hitting a cow.
Don't do it. Leave it inside.
No, I was going to stay inside.
Leave it inside.
So I should do it. Just for the review.
No, don't do it. Don't do it. That's what, if you're going to do that, you need to have
a proper
mount.
Yes.
Yeah. Like we have, for example, if we were shooting that type of video, we have something like this, right? It has multiple suction cups, and that's going to...
Yeah, that would work.
Yeah, that's exactly what you need. So keep that in mind. Don't listen to Jeff. Don't ever.